underway. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Opening statements today in the contempt of Congress trial of former Trump aide Steve Bannon, who refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating the January 6th riot. As one of the accused January 6th rioters who has not taken a plea deal has had his trial delayed.
A federal judge in Arkansas has delayed trial for Richard Barnett from early September to December 12th. The trial was pushed as Barnett's attorney's been sick with COVID and Lyme disease. Barnett is one of the rioters who was photographed with his feet on Speaker Pelosi's desk. Charges include obstruction of an official proceeding, theft of government property, and entering and remaining in a restricted building or grounds with a deadly or dangerous weapon. Prosecutors say Barnett was carrying a stun gun. The Justice Department says in all, 880 people have been charged for participating in the riot, and 329 have pleaded guilty. But investigators say they're still working to identify hundreds of people who they think participated. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky has signed off on a COVID vaccine from Novavax, which health officials say is more traditional type of vaccine. Regulators had authorized the nation's first so-called protein vaccine against COVID last week. The White House weighing in after Russia's leader goes to Iran.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says while the discussions between Russia, Iran, and Turkey is said to be focused on Syria, the U.S. believes such a risky trip for Vladimir Putin says very different things to American intelligence. First,
it shows the degree to which Mr. Putin and Russia are increasingly isolated. Now they have to turn to Iran for help. Two, it shows the degree to which his own defense industrial base is having a hard time keeping up with his unprovoked war.
Kirby says discussions of an armed drone package may be in the works, but it's not known if that is a done deal yet.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Alarms being raised as a Chinese company is buying up American farmland.
The most ominous land purchase may be China food maker Fufeng Group purchasing 300 acres near Grand Forks, North Dakota, near the sensitive U.S. Air Force Base at Grand Forks, home of the 319th Reconnaissance Wing. Senator Kevin Cramer tells Fox and Friends.
I am concerned. I'm concerned about the proximity to the air base, but I'm more broadly concerned, Brian, about the fact that China is able to come in and continually and make investments, buy property, enter into our supply chain, our food supply chain right here in the United States.
Asking the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment to review the land buy, Chinese owners already control nearly 200,000 acres of prime U.S. farm and ranch land. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Agency says it will spend $8 million on ads aimed at stemming the rising number of traffic deaths caused by speeding. The campaign, called Speeding Wrecks Lives, will run on TV, radio, and digitally, targeting drivers aged 18 to 44. The agency says more than 11,000 people died in speed-related deaths in 2020, up 17% from 2019. Grants are awarded to renovate some sites considered important to African American history.
It's $3 million distributed by the African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund for 33 sites, including the house in Chicago where Emmett Till lived when he was lynched while visiting family in Mississippi. The second floor will be renovated to look like it did in 1955. Also getting grants, the first Black Masonic Lodge in North Carolina, a bank in Mississippi, an Oklahoma school for black workers, African American cemeteries in Pennsylvania, the Virginia home of a tennis coach who helped teach Arthur Ashe and Althea Gibson, and the Bluebird Inn in Detroit, considered the birthplace of bebop jazz. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Wall Street, the Dow up 754, the Nasdaq plus 353, the S&P added 105. I'm Lisa Cilicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.